We got news this afternoon that Senator Bernie Sanders has topped his fundraising goals for the first few months of his presidential campaign. A new filing shows the Democratic candidate raised almost $15 million from more than 250,000 people. And as VPR's Bob Kinzel report, the average contribution was just about $33.
At the end of April, Sanders said the fundraising goal for his presidential primary campaign would be between $40 and $50 million. In just 8 weeks, he's raised about a third of that goal. Jeff Weaver is Sanders' campaign manager. He says virtually all of the money has been raised online at the campaign's website.
Listen, you had almost 250,000 individuals giving small contributions, averaging less than $34 apiece. 15 million total raised. So this campaign is really catching fire. It's a campaign about the people. It is being funded by the people. So we couldn't be happier.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's campaign has reported that it raised more than $45 million in the past 3 months. That's an all-time record for this reporting period. Weaver says the fundraising strategies used by Clinton and Sanders highlight a key difference in their campaign.
This campaign reflects his values, which are a campaign not funded by millionaires. There's no super PAC. He doesn't want a super PAC. And it's going to be funded by people who are responding to Bernie's message.
Retired Middlebury College political science professor Eric Davis says there's an advantage for Sanders to have so many small contributions.
A lot of these people who might have given $25, $50, $100 so far, the Sanders campaign can go back to them later this summer and in the fall and ask them for another donation of about the same size. So I believe that the Sanders campaign is well positioned to make its goal.
Davis expects that Sanders will do well in the early states of Iowa and New Hampshire because voters in these states expect to meet a candidate. But Davis says everything changes at the beginning of March when many states hold their primaries on the same day.
And that's when things are going to become more challenging because these bigger states depend more on the candidate getting his message out or her message out through television advertising and wholesale politics, so to speak, rather than retail politics.
This weekend, Sanders embarks on a 3-day swing of Iowa. The state kicks off the presidential election process when it holds its caucuses on February 1st. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.